Welcome to Decision Support for Quality Improvement. This unit is designed to provide information on clinical decision support as it is used to enhance patient care quality and safety.
After completing this unit, you will be able to define decision support, its importance to meaningful use, and the challenges associated with successful implementation of decision support tools.
Clinical decision support systems are typically designed to integrate a medical knowledge base, patient data, and an inference engine to generate care-specific advice. These systems are designed to help healthcare providers make decisions at the point of care. The following decision tree, which can be found at various places on the internet, provides a practical example. Suppose you owned a golf club. You will want to optimize the numbers of staff on the days that most club members will play golf and have lower numbers when there will be less players. You collect data and see that on sunny days, an average of 2 people play golf and 3 don't play. On overcast days, an average of 4 people play golf. On rainy days, 3 play golf and 2 don't play. You further observe that whether members play or not on sunny days appears to be related to the humidity. With members playing in low humidity conditions and deciding not to play in high humidity conditions. Likewise, on rainy days, members are more likely to play golf when it is not windy. You decide to dismiss most of the staff on days that are sunny and humid and on rainy days that are windy because almost no one is going to play golf on these days. On days when a lot of people will play golf, you hire extra staff. The decision tree helps you to turn a complex data set into a much easier structure.
As stated previously, clinical decision support systems are typically designed to integrate a medical knowledge base, patient data, and an inference engine to generate care-specific advice. This is an active process in contrast to passive knowledge systems where the user conducts a search through the system's knowledge base. Achievement of the intent of clinical decision support systems is measured by asking 4 fundamental questions. We need to know that the aid will be used and that its use will alter clinical decision making, change behaviors, and improve patient outcomes.
Clinical decision support systems are included in the proposed Phase 1 criteria for meeting meaningful use requirements as put forth in the high-tech provisions of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. The Federal Register describes decision support as HIT functionality that builds on the foundation of an electronic health record to provide caregivers with general and person-specific information, intelligently filtered and organized at the appropriate time. For example, for both hospitals and eligible providers, Stage 1 criteria include implementing drug-drug, drug-allergy, and drug-formulary checking. In addition, both hospitals and eligible providers must implement 5 clinical decision support rules relevant to the specialty or high-priority hospital clinical condition, including diagnostic test ordering. Cooperman and his research team report that clinical decision support systems, when combined with computerized provider order entry,
have the potential to improve medication safety and reduce medication-related expenditures. In addition to the obvious benefits of increasing legibility of orders, these systems introduce automation at the time the prescriber places an order. Decision support can also assist to ensure the safety of the order as well as compliance with clinical practice guidelines. An example is provided by Seidling and colleagues, who developed a comprehensive algorithm that pulls relevant patient data, such as age and renal function, and adjusts upper dose limits for these patient characteristics. They have been able to decrease prescription of excessive medication doses using this type of decision support. Despite the potential usefulness of decision support systems, there is concern over the lack of widespread acceptance by clinicians. In the early development of clinical decision support systems, there were three basic assumptions which strongly influenced the development of these systems. These assumptions have been challenged and are now seen as myths. The first myth is that diagnosis is the dominant decision-making issue in medicine. In reality, clinicians usually ask, "What can I do for this patient?" rather than, "What does this patient have?" The second myth is that clinicians will use knowledge-based systems if the programs can be shown to function at the level of experts. We know that there is significant variation in practice, even among experts. The final myth is that clinicians will use standalone decision support tools. We know now that we need to integrate decision support into the context of routine clinical workflow. Annette Moxie and her colleagues conducted a systematic review to examine use and adoption of recommendations generated by clinical decision support systems. They validated that provision of support does not guarantee uptake. Organizational factors affecting uptake included conditions related to infrastructure, such as access and technical problems, and conditions related to implementation, such as technical support, integration with existing systems, endorsement, roles and responsibilities, liability and privacy, knowledge and training, and current practices and preferences. Patient-related factors that had an impact on use of clinical decision support systems included patient characteristics, patient-doctor interactions, and risk and benefits for patients.
Slide 10. Clinical decision support systems that support efficient healthcare include rules that trigger alerts for high-cost drugs and suggest lower-cost alternatives, duplicate testing alerts, rules that help the provider to document information that supports appropriate medical coding, and rules that calculate risk and generate preventive recommendations.
Jonathan Handler and his colleagues convened a consensus panel to examine the effect of CPOE and decision support on reducing certain types of error in an emergency department. This panel developed a series of recommendations for success. Seamless and timely integration of decision support into all aspects of clinical workflow, provider order entry, and clinical documentation is highly desirable and should be a high priority research topic. Clinically important information resources should be available and accessible from multiple sites. Reference materials that represent best evidence in the particular clinical area should be immediately accessible, and clinical decision support systems should be designed specifically for the area in which it will be used. Error and interaction checking, weight, and physiology-based dosing must be supported. Handler's team also found that clinical decision support systems need to be non-intrusive. Recurrent interruption by alerts and alarms can lead to error due to alert fatigue, rather than prevent error. Judicious selection of alerts and alarms should be a high priority for clinical decision support teams. Clinical decision support systems should allow for institutional modification of decision rules and alerts to fit local needs. To the greatest extent possible, use of automated processes such as barcode scanning for medication administration should be investigated. To effectively integrate clinical decision support into physician workflow, it must be readily available and accessible. Four key functions of electronic clinical decision support systems have been identified. These include administrative, managing clinical complexity and details, cost control, and decision support. Decision support has the potential to be helpful to support clinical coding. In addition to assisting with authorization of procedures and referrals, decision support can assist in selection of appropriate diagnostic codes for billing purposes. Coding accuracy, that is the extent to which the code accurately reflects the underlying patient's disease, directly affects the quality of billing decisions. Since coding is based on clinical documentation, with the advent of electronic health records, administrators are looking for opportunities to capture accurate billing information from the data documented by clinicians, especially documentation of coded problem lists and data contained in history and progress notes. Teams of researchers, such as LeCornu and colleagues, are investigating use of decision support tools that employ algorithms based on clinical data in the electronic health record to display a proposed list of coded diagnoses to guide prescribers to make the most appropriate selection. Decision support is used to manage the complexity of the clinical environment, especially in academic medical centers. Academic medical centers have a combined clinical and research mission and very complex business operations. With respect to clinical research, alerts can be established to assist with the recruitment efforts of clinical researchers by identifying eligible research participants based on inclusion and exclusion criteria. Clinical decision support is also used to manage follow-up of multiple referrals and tracking of orders. Clinical guidelines and outcomes related to preventive care and treatment of patients with chronic disease is another area in which investigators are studying the effectiveness of clinical decision support. Decision support can be used to help control the cost of care by monitoring prescribing practices with respect to high-cost medication orders. Alerts can be generated to suggest lower-cost alternatives. When institutions place restrictions on prescribing high-cost drugs, decision rules can ensure that indications for use are present. Duplicate or unnecessary laboratory and radiologic testing can be avoided by applying decision rules that warn the prescriber that the test has already been ordered or that the test is inappropriate for the particular patient. General decision support functions promote use of best practices and facilitate evidence-based population management. For example, rules-based logic can scan available patient information and flag patients who are not in compliance with wellness or disease management regimens, and alert the provider or the patient that interventions are due. Formulas and algorithms can present relevant patient data and perform complex calculations that the providers used to have to perform by hand. Important patient information can be tracked in disease registries. For example, diabetes disease registries may include pertinent laboratory tests, dates of last foot and eye exams, and due dates for next services. Summary screens, usually the first to appear when the electronic record is opened, display patient problems, medications, recent laboratory test results, and other pertinent clinical information in a patient-at-a-glance display. These serve as reminders for the patient's care team about chronic issues to factor into decisions, as well as for covering providers who may have gaps in knowledge about the patient. Clinical situations can also be addressed as pre-assembled order sets for typical clinical scenarios. For example, annual physical examinations for females over age 45 may aid the provider to order the appropriate preventive test as needed. In summary, clinical decision support systems are usually designed to integrate a medical knowledge base, patient data, and an inference engine to generate care-specific advice. Despite the potential usefulness of clinical decision support, its use has not led to widespread adoption. In planning to implement clinical decision support, IT professionals need to know that it will be used by clinicians and that its use will alter clinical decision making, change behaviors, and improve patient outcomes. Four key functions of clinical decision support are administrative, managing clinical complexity and details, cost control, and decision support.